Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and thank you for the blessings you pour out upon us. And just pray again that you would just be with us as a county, be with us as a family here, God. Just watch over us and give us guidance in what we do. We pray that you would just help us to share with others the great news of your Son that came to provide salvation for us, and just help us to do that. Pray that you give us wisdom. Pray that you lift us up and just strengthen us to make decisions the way that you want us to make them. Pray for those that might need your helping hand, your healing hand, and your comforting hand. We know, God, that you know how to meet those needs and even better than what we might imagine. Thank you again for the blessings you brought upon us, for this great country we live in. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't believe we have any public comment. So I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, May 16th, 9:04 a.m. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 440741 through 440791, warrant 6503 through 6508. And a journal entry from 102-10-830 to 103-10-830.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous regular and executive session minutes for May 10th, 2016.
Motion for approval of the regular minutes and executive session minutes for May 10th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for aggregate rock.
Motion for approval of the contract and that agreement for aggregate rock.
There's just one contract, right?
There's just one contract for the...
Yep. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for muffler exhaust system.
There was only one
bidder on that one.
We didn't approve the contract. We did the week before last. We did the muffler bids. There was only one, and so motion to approve the muffler exhaust system agreement.
Do you want to add buy in between or just?
Well,
the agreement is,
and I probably should do that on those motions, and but because there's only one, and it's almost a single company that can do it for that for our trucks, isn't it?
It was close to sole source, I think, is what you're trying to say.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It wasn't a sole source, but there's just one company that can actually provide the service that we needed on it.
Technically, we were told two, so I wasn't surprised when we only received responses from those two.
Right. One of them had a lot of modification to do, if I remember right, to put that in. But Do you have that contract with it? And I'll make that.
Freightliner. Yeah. It's Kansas City Freightliner, wasn't it?
Motion for approval of the contract for Freightliner Sales.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Parent company is Kansas City, DBA Springfield, so that's where I got the Kansas City.
Agreement for guardrail materials and installation.
Move to approve the agreement for guardrails by and between Taney County and Steve Epson, DBA Highway Safety Solutions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Sales and use tax records request.
It's a thing we do every year so that we can request the information. Donna, do you want to talk about
it? It's the form, I think, 4379 that you have to sign. I checked with Rick Finley and with Melanie, and I have to have it to prepare the TIF reports, and Rick has to review the sales tax. Melanie did not want to be on it, but she gets the totals.
So I said we have to have that in order for you guys to...
Yeah, we have to fill this form
that way, out. That way we can get the information from the cities to do that.
And then they'll email it to us.
I forget, is this yearly or is this every...
Yearly.
It is yearly? Move to approve the request for information or audit of local sales and use tax.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
First quarter insurance update.
Sir?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, sir.
Do I need to state my name?
Yes, please.
John Akers, Hollis Akers Arney, 201 Buccaneer Boulevard, Branson. This is just a quick update for you guys. Obviously, this is just the first quarter, but we want to make sure and keep you updated throughout the year so you know kind of where we are. Unfortunately, you're probably not going to like this very much. We're running a little bit of a fever. Again, it's early, and so obviously we hope that it settles down just a little bit. But if you look at the right side of your packet, the stapled handout, if you go to the first page, you can see that we've had, and it's just, you know, broken out by various categories, but we've had $1,645,000 roughly worth of medical claims all in different areas in the last year. And what we did was have it run from 4-1 of 15 to 3-31 of 2016. So this is through the first quarter. But it gives you a year kind of there.
Does this, so it's from last year though, from April?
Yes. And that gives it, whenever they run our renewal, they will do it really probably getting through about the third quarter, and they'll go back 2 years, actually. They'll go back, they'll 70% weighted in this year and then 30% weight to the year prior.
Even if one of the employees that's on this is?
Actually, that's on the shock loss claims. Now, I guess we can just jump over there. A lot of what's
ahead,
driving.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, no, but that's a great point. I'll save that, and I'll hit that here in a second. So if you keep going here, on just a different way, they give you a monthly breakdown of how those claims have come in. Obviously, you've had a couple of months that were rougher than others. And then it breaks it out by subscriber, which would be the employees, and then dependent. Prescriptions is on the next page, roughly $314,000 worth of claims. So if you look at the premiums that have been billed, you net that against $1,715,000. In premiums, we're running about 114% loss ratio as we sit right now. Now, that does not have the shock losses that we're going to talk about pooled out of there. So there's some that will come out, plus As Commissioner Williams said, we do have some people who are on the plan who no longer are on the plan. So that may actually, you know, be something that obviously we'll be discussing with Cox at renewal time. The next page is basically the categories of where some of the things were paid. Got a lot of heart disease issues, have some cancers. Baby that was born.
That was probably mine.
Is that right? Well, there you go. Everybody contributes, I guess. Next list is drugs.
Oh, no, cesarean, it wasn't me. Never mind.
Okay, well, there you go. Obviously, drug utilization is what's really spiking with health plans these days. You guys have some shock losses going on as well, but drugs is really the area where the increase in costs across the country seem to be coming, so that's something we'll definitely be watching as well. And then the last page is just charts and graphs. They basically say the same thing over again, just with pictures. But in moving back over to the shock claims, which was the page in the left side of your binder, you can see that we had 18 folks that had claims over $25,000 in this last year. That's pretty high for a group our size. So again, we're hoping that that comes down. And Commissioner Williams, to your question, if you look at the very left-hand column that says AATAA going on down there, that stands for active or terminated. So we do have four people who had...
Sorry, the last column.
No, on the far left-hand side.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see.
Yep. So anyway, we do have four members of those 18 that are no longer under the plan for whatever reason. I don't know if they've just left employment, retired, or whatever, but they're no longer covered under the health plan and then had those claims. And a couple of them are fairly significant. So... kind of a mixed bag. What I'd say is obviously I'll be back here whenever we get second quarter in and give you an update, but I guess I just suggest to you that we need to keep an eye on it. If it stays like this, we're going to have some challenges whenever the renewal comes in. We're just going to figure out what to do with those. As far as any other update, we're still working with HR. We've put in place a benefits administration system electronically. So everybody will be able to enroll online this year. We've just got that started up, and we're talking with HR over late last week, and we're going to get some people down to do some training and things on that. But as far as I know, everything's going according to plan. Do you have any questions for me?
I know this is on health insurance, on our liability.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Is all that getting worked out as far as maybe that's for Don? There were some properties that weren't on there correctly. There were some properties that were way overvalued. Is that all been?
It's all been sent to Mo Firm, and Mo Firm's going to get all fixed up for us.
Okay. And that all goes through you guys, correct?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
I don't know.
All right. Well, hopefully I can come back with just a little bit better news next time. But I'll be back hopefully early August.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Eli J. and Lola Hushnell and Ozark Power and Water Company quit claim deed.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the opportunity. If I could, I got a couple of handouts. You all are aware of the issue. If you're interested, if you go to the third page there, on the deed,